First, Governor Evers announced $1 billion in federal funding yesterday that will go towards efforts to combat the coronavirus. The funding includes $75 million for contact tracing, a process that's expected to become increasingly important for containing the virus as Wisconsin continues to reopen. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. He recently took a closer look at contact tracing efforts and where they stand right now in Wisconsin. Will, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, remind us what contact tracing is.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do right off the bat, for sure. So contact tracing is the process by which contact tracers, who are often public health nurses or increasingly other people who are being hired to do contact tracing, the process by which they seek out and try to get in contact with the people who were close physical contacts of people who have tested positive for COVID-19. So for COVID-19, a close physical contact would be anyone who has had 15 minutes or more contact within 6 feet of someone who has tested positive for COVID.
And this is kind of part two of what people are saying we need, right, to reopen safely instead of closing everything down. If we have testing, enough testing, and then contact tracing so we could take those tests and do something with that information, this public health experts are telling you is key.
Exactly. Yeah, I heard that testing for COVID-19 really is not all that important or effective as a public health measure without contact tracing attached to it. And that's because contact tracing allows us to hopefully cut those chains of transmission. So the whole idea is that when a contact tracer reaches out to a close contact of someone who's tested positive, they can provide them with really useful health information. They can interview them, or rather they do interview them, about any signs or symptoms that they may be having that could be associated with the illness. And then they also instruct them to self-quarantine for up to 2 weeks.
And you write that this is something that local public health departments have been doing all along, not for COVID because we didn't have it, but for certain types of illnesses, contact tracing is something we already do.
Exactly. Yeah. Contact tracing is a public health mainstay. It's used all the time to help cut transmission of sexually transmitted diseases. It's also used to help cut transmission of measles and tuberculosis. So, yeah, it's something that public health professionals are very familiar with.
But with a quickly spreading disease, are we seeing the potential for a local government, a local public health department to be overwhelmed if there is even a medium-sized outbreak of COVID-19 in their area?
Yeah, we're totally seeing that potential for sure. Local health departments are not necessarily staffed up, or were not at the beginning of the pandemic, staffed up to do the type of really robust contact tracing that would be required if a large, or as you said, even a medium number of cases were to crop up in a community. That's especially the case in smaller communities or areas where the health department may be less funded than in some of our larger cities.
What have we seen at the state level? What particular efforts are they doing to ramp up the number of contact tracers in Wisconsin?
That's a really good question. They are in the process of hiring a whole number of contact tracers that they hope will provide kind of what they're calling surge support for local health departments. So the idea is that local health departments are best situated to conduct contact tracing, because another thing that contact tracers do is help contacts find social services if they need them, or figure out a situation that allows them to self-quarantine. Some folks are single mothers and may have children at home and may not be able to self-quarantine very easily. So the feeling is very strong that this is best done locally. But the state is stepping in to hire upwards of a few hundred contact tracers to help provide what they're calling surge support when there is a large number of cases that may overwhelm local efforts. I know that they hired they're onboarding several dozen this week, particularly bilingual contact tracers, as I understand is a pretty big need around the state. And the plans are to continue hiring more as they are needed. Apparently, they've gotten over 3,600 applications for contact tracing positions with the state so far.
We're talking to Will Cushman with WisContext, looking at contact tracing here in Wisconsin as part of the effort to safely reopen during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, you talked to someone doing this work for Public Health Madison and Dane County. Tell us about her and what her day looks like.
Yeah. I spoke with a really lovely woman. Her name's Myrta Maneb de Macedo, and she is a public health nurse for Public Health Madison and Dane County, as you said. She normally does prenatal and perinatal home visits all around the county and usually works part-time, but since mid-March, she's been a full-time contact tracer. So she's working days and nights sometimes, calling and texting contacts of people who have tested positive in Dane County. And her days sound pretty long and stressful, to be honest. They start out with a daily meeting where all of the county's contact tracers meet and get new information. That's one of the things that's kind of stressful for contact tracers right now is that COVID is still such a new disease that we're learning so much about it all the time that as new information comes out, it may affect those interviews, those contact tracing interviews and the information that they need to glean from people. So she sits in a meeting and then spends all day trying to get in touch with people. She said sometimes she has a hard time getting in touch with people. Sometimes she has to convince people to take the time to sit down for an interview. By sit down, I mean talk over the phone because it's all done remotely. But sometimes those interviews can take upwards of half an hour or so. And she said that sometimes she has to do some convincing to get people to take it seriously. But I think overall, she said that she really kind of enjoys the work, even though it is pretty stressful because she's a pretty social person. So I think it's really a job that's great for social people who like to communicate with the public.
And then flipping things around, Will, if I was to get this call from a contact tracer, what do I expect? What kind of things are they going to ask me?
Yeah, that's a really good question. They will not tell you who the person is, who tested positive, who you were in close contact with. The contact tracer I talked to, Myrta, says that usually people are already aware of the person in their life who's tested positive. But they'll ask you if you have any signs or symptoms of COVID. They'll ask you if you feel like you are able to self-quarantine at home for up to 2 weeks. At this point, after almost about 7 weeks of the safer at home order, I think a lot more people are kind of prepared for that self-quarantine if they have to. But there's a whole number of other questions that they ask as well. But yeah, it's a pretty extensive interview.
Does it get to be a bigger challenge if all the contacts we're tracing are, you know, the people in your household and that's about all you've seen versus the people at the store, the strangers at the table next to us at the bar the other night? The more we're in contact with people, the longer these contact tracing efforts can take.
Yeah, that's giving contact tracers and local health departments some anxiety right now as we reopen. You're right. They are definitely planning for people to have more contacts now that businesses have reopened and people are going back to restaurants and bars and seeing more than just the people in their immediate household on a regular basis. That will definitely add to the workload for contact tracers and will make their work more complicated. But it's really what they're going to have to do now going forward.
Do you get a sense that the state feels like they have enough contact tracers for where we are right now? Or is this hiring effort something that's going to take a couple weeks to kick in?
My understanding is that the state is still trying to tally how many contact tracers there actually are working around the state. A lot of local health departments have kind of like Myrta here in Dane County are using employees from all over their department to do contact tracing. So there isn't really a set number right now, but the state's still trying to figure out how many there are actually doing contact tracing right now. I think the goal is to have upwards of 1,000 contact tracers working pretty soon. But yeah, they're definitely going to be looking at hiring more people well into the future.
Will, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rob.
That's Will Cushman from WisContext with us to talk about the latest on contact tracing efforts in Wisconsin. You can read more at their website, wiscontext.org.